and take this. Today, he put something on the air. Basically, it was a firearms crosshair over a photo of Trump. Now, the same douchebag and the rest of them were shrieking that the Gabby Gifford shooting in Arizona a number of years ago was because Sarah Palin ran an ad with crosshairs targeting that district. But it's okay for him to do that?
I know.
The hypocrisy is staggering. They can't even look in the mirror and see what's looking back. And I should post this. Everybody will ignore it on Facebook. Why not? But sometimes I have to. No, you know, you notice I'm doing more animal videos and stuff like that. But sometimes I just got to say what needs to be said, damn it. So I did. Kirby is on the phone. Hey, Kirby.
Hey, Greg. I just wanted to ask you if the terrible Harrison Ford movie you saw was Force 10 from Navarone.
Oh, no. Actually, it was Hanover Street.
Hanover Street, okay.
It was made in 1979, and he plays an American pilot who goes on bombing missions, and he's having an affair with the wife of an RAF guy, and they somehow wind up meeting on a mission. But this must have been made after Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
He was just such a doofus-looking guy. Well, no acting, no nothing came across the screen. No pathos, no ethos, no menthos, nothing.
Not even the logos?
No.
You ought to see Force 10 from Navarone, then, because it takes a great story based on the original Gregory Peck movie, Guns of Navarone, and goes a step further. And it's him and Jim Brown, and the two of them are just like a pair of rocks.
Honest to God, I was shocked at how bad he was, how obviously bad he was.
Well, and it's not like he had to be this multi-dimensional character playing Han Solo in Star Wars.
No,
either.
Of course.
He's pretty good in Empire, but the first Star Wars.
But Han Solo had more ethos, menthos, pathos, and
the logos
yeah. in the Star Wars movies than he did in this. And this is a serious thing.
I haven't seen that. I'm gonna have to look that one up.
He comes across like the biggest jerk you ever had in like your high school class, you know, with a woman that's so over his head he has no business being in the same bed with her, in my opinion. We've seen that happen.
Maybe that's just jealousy.
Oh, it's the green-eyed monster making an attack. But I'm really glad that you caught on to what I'm saying. We should do after we get done with Brant, we should do the rest of the hour on bad Harrison Ford acting jobs. Because he really sucks.
What about Air Force One?
Oh, my God. Oh, please.
Get off of my plane.
Yeah, right.
That's the only good line in the whole thing is get off my plane.
And the hilariosity of that was that movie came out while Clinton was president. And you're looking at Harrison Ford literally hanging off a wire going from one plane to the next. And I'm trying to think, oh, yeah, I could. You think Bill Clinton could do that? Transfer from one Air Force One to a...
But given Harrison Ford's leanings, I'll bet he was thinking Clinton.
Yeah, this is true. His leanings, get it, see? Yeah. Hey, Kirby, great call.
Thank you, sir. It was good talking to you. Like you have a good evening.
I'm going to try and check out that movie. Was it Force 10 from Navarone or Guns from Navarone? I got to look for the one with Jim Brown in it. He really, I did not realize how limited this guy's acting skill is. And now that then I thought back to some of the other movies, he's really not much better in any of them. Oh, they sold one in the category of cars under 10 at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars today. I hope that person will call us and tell us what a great experience they had. We love hearing from you if you are a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car shopper. They have a number of selections in this special category. Now, overall, they've got over 200 choices now in the Signature Used Car Department at Jack Ingram. But the category I am charged with presenting to you, since I guess they figure there's a lot of guys like me who have new drivers in the house, and if my stepson keeps bringing home A's and B's from AUM, he'd be getting another one next year. I was so proud of him. But that's where we went, to get him a car. I'm not asking you to spend money at a place I didn't spend my own. Not once, not twice, three times now. And I love Tip Tames. I love that team over there. The Ingram family is awesome. And they're so dedicated to not reselling somebody else's troubles. That's the thing. These cars not only look great, no new driver is going to be embarrassed to be seen in one of these, but the engines have been vetted by the Ingram mechanics, with the assignment being, find a reason for us not to sell this. And if you can't, then we'll put it out. Otherwise, forget it. We don't want to resell somebody else's troubles. You'll see Tip and his amazing team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or shop online with lots of pictures at Jack Ingram, SignatureUsedCars.com.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Starting to see some of the rush hour crowd cheating out a little early today. Over on 85 northbound between South Union and Ann Street, there's a little bit of backed up traffic. Also between South Union and the interchange on 85 southbound. Everything else looking really good. Stop and go stuff around Southern Boulevard. East Boulevard looks good. North Boulevard's okay. 65 is the speed limit right. Atlanta Highway's cleaned up nicely, and the 31s are looking pretty good. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made, but the quality of legal services is better than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Tropical moisture still flowing into the state, and rain chance is getting better and better over the next two or three or 4 days. For this evening and tonight, the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue. Overnight low temperature in the upper 60s. Tomorrow and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely from time to time, high in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. As usual, the best chance will be in the afternoon and evening hours, with highs in the mid to upper 80s each day, lows at night in the upper 60s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time. Push notifications for severe weather alert instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, this is Brett Lanham with Benjamin Moore New Look. Come down May 12th through the 18th to claim your free tiny tryout and be entered in for your chance to win 5 gallons of premium interior paint. Free sample and entry for free paint. Benjamin Moore New Look. We make it simple. You make it beautiful.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Watauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, 3 boys, and 5 grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Watauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm a stupid house cat, and I see you got some plants. I am gonna try to eat them if I ever get the chance. I know I got some food, in fact I have a whole bunch. But for whatever reason I want plants for lunch. They don't taste good, and they're not even nutritious. But I'm stupid and I want them, so I'm eating them, you. You tell me knock it off, but all I give you is a shrug. Then I waddle out the kitchen and I throw up on the rug.
That's the stupid house cat song.
Yay, fun!
All right, Legal Eagle, local heartthrob Chad, just before we go to Brant McDonald.
Legal Eagle not here. This is Little Rocket Man. Little. He wants special deal. You deliver 2 container ship for Little Debbie, all right? Call off deal.
You've heard that? Have you heard that thing we play in the morning from time to time from KGU FM in Korea?
Yeah, I have.
I got a bunch of those.
I don't think this little conniption fit this little rocket man is throwing is unexpected. This is pretty par for the course for North Koreans. You know, I think he's doing a little face saving too, to be honest with you, because I think he gave up a little bit too much up front. Now he's kind of taking a little of it back.
I that's how it struck me. It seems like there's a little grandstanding going on here.
This is called bargaining. But he made a mistake because he's moved his queen first, and that was a stupid move. You know, now we know. Now Trump can go out and say, "I told you, you don't know what you're going to get with this guy." So we hope for the best, but you know, if he's going to be a little rocket man, then we'll have to do it the hard way. And I doubt the Chinese are going to let him do that too long. I think it's just a bargaining chip. So that's my thought on that anyway. So, hey, are we going to get any of this rain, or is this thing fatigued?
Let me take a quick look at the Living Fear Doppler. There was some stuff off to the east, and I saw some of the clouds while I was outside checking traffic. And hang on, it's coming up. It's coming up any second now. There are a couple of teeny showers between here and Auburn that may one or two. No, actually, no, they're not. There's nothing.
I don't think we're going to end up getting any of this.
Not today.
I think this thing is going to stay east, and we're not going to get a lot. So I hope not. We sure need it, no doubt about it. But it's not producing. I don't think it's, for what they thought it was going to do earlier in the week, I don't think it's coming to fruition.
Well, I'm sure we can count on you to listen tomorrow morning and see what Rich has to say.
I will. I'm going to. I've been listening to the weatherman and have his app, and I just want to get his spin on it. Maybe if he calls in later, Rich can give you the latest on it.
He is my friend.
All right, buddy. You guys take care. Have a good one.
All righty. Thanks, Chad. How about that, Rich? Chad's going to listen tomorrow for your update.
Fantastic.
I agree. Now it's time to talk to Mr. Right on the Money. Right on the money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management.
Yeah. That's right. I can't start talking until you ring the register.
If I don't get a chance to check the markets, I usually do it right after we start the show at 3. Oh, I get a look at the numbers, and I go over. I've got it on my phone. And I saw this red today. It's not hideous. It's not ghastly. It's just we had eight straight days of good numbers. What's everybody?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we sure did. And you know, a lot of people watching this market rally that's taking place over the last 8 days, it's always healthy, you know, when you get a little pullback. I mean, these straight lines where you just keep going up every day are never truly helpful or healthy, you know, for the market. But no, today it was a simple story. I mean, we had several little headline things that kind of caused a little bit of profit taking. Obviously, I heard you and Chad talking about the North Korea thing. I somewhat agree with both of what you said. I just think it's simply, you know, he doesn't want to go to this summit and make it look like a beatdown.
Right.
You know, it needs to be an actual real negotiation. So this kind of helps him in that regard.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, whenever you see that, a headline like that, it's not real helpful when it comes to, you know, positive market action.
Yeah.
Then the other thing is we had retail sales, which were a little bit down from where we were in the previous report. Previous report, we were up 0.8%. This one, 0.3%. Home Depot reported earnings. They're a big, huge retailer, you know, and they were a little bit off on their same-store sales and total sales. But that's not a big deal. I mean, truly, I really have to say. I mean, sometimes these companies talk about the weather being an excuse, and it's like, okay, give me a break. But in this case, I mean, the snow and the ice all through the Midwest, we saw those weather reports coming in in April and how bad it was. It seemed like winter was never going to leave. And so, yeah, that's definitely an aberration. It's a one-off kind of thing, extraordinary. And so I think that's kind of what's going on with the retail sales numbers. And then lastly, I would say, you know, how much do I come on here and talk about the 10-year Treasury bond yield? you know, now we are clearly above 3%, around the 3.06, 3.07% range. That yield continues to kind of inch ever so higher, and the market is digesting that. So you throw all those things into the soup for today, and you're only down a couple of hundred on the Dow. So all in all, not a bad day considering the headlines that we had.
Right. No, I didn't mean to post that as a... Oh, what a catastrophe. I didn't, yeah, the term I used, I didn't want to go all Herb Morrison.
Well, the folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. It's
an off day. I mean, it's like, you know, the Yankees lost two games in a row, and they're okay.
You know, speaking of sports, and I know we're kind of pressed for time.
No, we're in good shape, Brent. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, but 4 or 5.
You know, I'm curious as to what you think. You know, you're a media guy, so I'm going to ask you a question because I will tell you this. I am really, really intrigued by the Supreme Court decision we had yesterday regarding, you know, sports gaming mm-hmm. across the country. Have you read much about this or really looked at kind of the impact of what that ruling could have?
I have been reading a lot of opinion coming from baseball. And, of course, you know, baseball is still nervous since the Black Sox scandal. But that was a mob job, and that was back at a time when players were making pennies. I think the real shock in baseball today, Robinson Cano, Joey, got suspended for 80 games for taking illegal drugs.
Yeah, he was trying to perform at a higher level.
So anyway, a major shock, $24 million a year player. He's got to sit for 80 days. He loses half a season's pay.
Wow.
Because he went to a doctor in the Dominican. I don't know. If you're making that kind of money, you could probably afford the Mayo Clinic or American Help for a problem. I think the sports, their concern, and it goes back to the Black Sox, is, okay, this is going to be legal. What do we need to do to maintain integrity so that there's not once ever any suspicion about a game being thrown? And B, how can we get in on it to our benefit?
Let me just throw out some interesting concepts. So let's just break it down really quickly across various industries. Look at the gaming industry, video games, some of the games on social media platforms that have been so red hot. Mm-hmm. These are not, you know, sports wagering or any sort of wagering types of applications. But think of all the people across this country that are playing these games, whether it's on Facebook or any of these social media sites. And then instead of it being points, it's dollars.
Yeah.
You know, you think about, again, just conceptually, you know, are they going to get a first down? $5 says yes or no.
Right.
You know,
and so that's
just one sort of example of an industry that could potentially benefit from this. Then move over to media. Think about the level of interaction and even companies like ESPN that's owned by Disney or other sports media companies, and what it will do for them in terms of interaction, okay? So a lot of people still watch these sports games on television through cable or what have you, but what if they're watching them on tablets and smart devices, even smart televisions, whatever it is, where there's live game, in-game wagering going on?
Right.
With, say, an MGM resort or any of these major players that are in Vegas now that are looking to, you know, benefit from this in a huge way. You look at the European model, it's all legal across Europe. There's $150 billion of legalized, you know, wagering going on in-game or out-of-game, whatever. And that's yet to be capped here in this country. You think about the value of the franchises. So in all of the regulatory structure, and to your point, Greg, the leagues are going to want to get some sort of benefit from this.
Yes.
Somehow. And that's where you get on a slippery slope, you know, in terms of the individual franchises, the teams, the league, the value of these games being televised or broadcast in any medium whatsoever is going to go up significantly.
Yeah, I would think that the chance to actively gamble from the comfort of your own home with your phone in your hand, that would drive up television ratings on all sports.
That's right.
But of course, I have great confidence.
All of the software.
I was going to say, I have great confidence in our Alabama politicians and leaders that they'll make it illegal here. We'll be the only state that doesn't have it. But people will do it anyway.
Yeah, but think about it, though. Where is the wage taking place? If you live in Alabama and you're placing that wager on a server in Mississippi, is it really illegal? The regulatory structure behind all of this is going to be important, obviously, but... this is earth-shattering news from the Supreme Court. I'm telling you, it's going to be a big, big deal. All of the software developers out there who have written code for just hundreds of thousands of gaming applications are going to be trying to get in on this. I would imagine you'll probably even see all these Vegas casino companies that are going to want to, benefit from this. They'll probably be looking to make acquisitions for this type of technology, I would think.
Let me ask you this.
It's incredible.
With the chance to do sports betting on a much more local basis, do you think that might hurt Vegas down the road where people won't have to go there to do this?
I really don't think so. I think people go to Vegas for the entertainment and for all of the ancillary entertainment value that you get besides just going to the window.
Yeah, I'm going out there to see my ancillary.
Yeah, exactly. I know what you... but no, I think... let me put it this way. Even if let's say that Wynn or MGM or whoever were allowed to open up our operations right here in Montgomery, okay, which would never happen, not in our lifetime, but if it did, most people are not going to want to drive just to place a sports wager at the window, you know, a $50 bet or something. And then if you win, you go back and you pick it up. They would rather just do it on a device, I think. So the same type thing applies. And I think those guys in Vegas have the infrastructure in place that if they want to have resort-style casinos in a market that it's legal, they'll be the first ones there and they'll do quite well regardless. But I will tell you this, it's going to be a heavily regulated thing, and all of these various securities regulators, the Gaming Commission, you name it, they're all going to have to get together and monitor this closely.
I know.
Because it's going to be the Wild West. It's going to be crazy.
I think it's the kind of event, the Supreme Court decision, that we'll have to reevaluate 5 years down the road to see just what comes from it. But let me know if there's an investment opportunity. I might have a wild couple of $100 I can...
You know, you and I might talk about it off the air. A topic like this, I don't know that I want to be talking to the public. You know, being a financial advisor,
I understand. I understand, but I think... I'm really glad you brought it up, though, because it's a big deal. And culturally speaking, it's going to have, I think, wide-ranging impacts and significant impacts for people who just love to bet, for the professional leagues that people will be betting on. The players may want a cut of that, too. Who knows how it all plays out over time. All I know is that we'll be the last to get in on it. That's one thing I don't understand about Alabama. We're watching hundreds of millions of dollars walk across the state line to play, you know, Powerball and stuff like that. That's just crazy to me. Paul Beckman, who's running for probate judge in Autauga County, I asked him, I said, you ever see this happening in this state? And he said, the people need a chance to vote. They've been promised that multiple times. And I think today we would vote for a lottery. I would bet on it. Oh, no pun intended. If you'd like to sit down and have a chance to consult with Brant personally on a one-to-one basis, I highly recommend the experience. Ask questions. Talk about a plan for you, your future, the money you work so hard to make. Call 387-0094 to arrange that conversation. That's 387-0094 for Brant McDonald and the Brain Trust at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Great chat, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Take care.
All right.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Our topics this afternoon are Kim Jong-un and saber-rattling again about not having his meeting with the president, and Harrison Ford and why he sucks as an actor.
And should baseball players be allowed to use steroids to improve an injury?
No. Yes, they should.
I think they should. No. If you actually have something torn. Now,
Barry Bonds took him and turned him into another version of himself. That was a joke.
True.
But to heal an injury, yes, of course. Why do you think your doctor prescribes them for you?
Exactly. But I also heard a conversation about steroids. Take the extreme, like Barry Bonds. I mean, hat size grows. That's the joke. But it's not like you take steroids and you're all of a sudden really good at hitting a baseball. Essentially, the steroids will help somebody who's already excellent at what they do go even further. And that's the case with Bonds. But steroids didn't give him hand-eye coordination and the ability to hit a baseball, which he was already masterful.
I've often wanted to talk to, like, Dr. Swan or Shin from Montgomery Eye and ask them, because it is the hardest thing to do in sports. Hmm. Jay has told us on Random Facts, scientifically, it's impossible to swing and hit a baseball coming in at 100 miles an hour, in which you have less than a second to decide where it's going to be. Is it breaking? Is it coming in straight? Yada, yada, to put, you know, a 35-inch bat on that ball. Scientifically, it's you know, softball's one thing, but, you know, major league pitcher.
It's not magic, though.
So, you know, you're right, but I would like to know.
He cheated.
Could steroids make the eye, because the eye is controlled by muscles, could it make the eye move just enough faster to be a better hitter?
It's possible.
When you're 43 years old, you don't hit 40 homers.
Right.
That's not supposed to happen.
What did he end up hitting? 70?
He hit 73 in 2001, and everybody knew he was cheating.
And he was cheating. That's the bottom line.
And plus, he was an a-hole. A real a-hole. Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa at least added some fun when they were, you know, they were doing the roids, but they at least made it into almost like a human interest story. And
I watched that as a kid, the Bonds or the McGuire Sosa home run off. That was a lot of fun that year.
Yeah, it was. It was a blast. I remember the night of September 8th, 1998, when McGuire hit number 62.
Almost a line drive. Barely made it over the wall.
God, if you had stood in front of that ball after bat, it would have taken your head off. It's 5:30.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Starting to see an uptick in the traffic on 85 southbound and 65 northbound as the rush hour crowd gets serious about getting home. No big delays yet, just some here and there stuff. Everything else looking real good. The boulevard's okay. Don't see anything on Atlanta Highway right now, and the 31s are moving along pretty well. Reinhardt Toyota now speaks Korean with salesman Drew Gim. You can purchase a 2018 Corolla L as low as $17,841. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sunday after church. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright was the 13th of 14 children born to a family of sharecroppers in Dale County. Bobby Bright. The values Bobby Bright learned working the family farm made him who he is today. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright worked his way through college and law school and went from a sharecropper field in Dale County to become both mayor and congressman. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright is pro-life. Bobby Bright is pro-Second Amendment. And Bobby Bright is pro-Donald Trump. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright voted for Donald Trump and supported Donald Trump when others abandoned Donald Trump when he needed them the most. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright will work with President Donald Trump. Those who abandoned Donald Trump before the election will abandon him again. It's only a matter of time. Not Bobby Bright. we can always trust Bobby Bright.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371 plus tax tag, title, doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Rhonda Walker on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Rhonda Walker, P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's, hopefully your favorite jewelry store in Montgomery, Alabama, now located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Hey, let's talk about repairs, jewelry repair, keeping our jewelry looking brand new and stuff like that. We only our stress have master jewelers, and we have them on premises. Other stores send it out, send it away, takes weeks and months to do it. We're talking about a day or two or less or a week. We do it in-house, and we have people that have done this for decades. We're good at it. Come see us. Thanks.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Larry, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Tropical moisture still flowing into the state, and rain chance is getting better and better over the next 2 or 3 or 4 days. For this evening and tonight, the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue. Overnight low temperature in the upper 60s. Tomorrow and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely from time to time, high in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. As usual, the best chance will be in the afternoon and evening hours, with highs in the mid to upper 80s each day, lows at night in the upper 60s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time. Push notifications for severe weather alert instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are those millennials arriving? Anyone? Millennials? Yeah. All right. Under 35? Yeah. Awesome. Look at you. She's gorgeous. Wow. Young, pretty. Look at these millennials coming in late, man. Hitting the bar kind of hard. They'll hold the seats. You're like superheroes. Enjoy your youth, man. Touch your toes. Never take a nap. Pound those drinks. Wake up fresh. You guys are not going to mess up your life like the baby boomers. We were way too ambitious, man. Millennials, you're not going to mess up your life. You're going to work small, live small. Smart. Smart. Have some roommates. Maybe own a bike. You guys don't even need cars. We had to get cars to be cool. You're just going to Uber it up.
Wasn't as funny as I thought it'd be. Dana Carvey, I'm Millennials. I can record over that tomorrow. Sometimes I do that. I'll play something just to see. Do we need to save this for any particular reason? Can't. But we've been doing a lot of stand-up this afternoon. Has anybody seen the Dufresne family yet? Here's Barbara, who patiently paid it for us.
I did, and it was worth it because my comment is so important.
Yes.
Not. I was just going to say... I must be a huge Harrison Ford fan because, like Elvis, I love everything he does. Well, and I don't know if it comes from the Star Wars movies or not, but I love that movie that you're talking about. I watched it this weekend myself.
Hanover Street?
Yes, sir.
He looks so awkward and such...
Well, I think that was part of the movie. You know, he's so dorky looking and awkward... Yeah. And this gorgeous woman was attracted to him, and I think he, you know, it just kind of messed with his mind. But I just love Harrison Ford. I hate he's not going to be in the new Solo movie, but...
Yeah.
He's almost in the same category of Elvis. Elvis couldn't do anything wrong.
Now,
Me and Emily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love the story, and I watch almost any movie that involves World War II and aviation.
Yeah, you sound like my son.
It just seemed like, you know, with certain scenes, he looked like a high school actor. You know, I've got to lead the play. Because when he's not talking, his jaw would hang open, and he had this stupefied look on his face. And I was just laughing. Wow, this is unbelievable. Now,
well, I agree with you. He did look and act dorky, but I thought it kind of went along with the movie because she was, you know, she was older than he was, so, you know.
Leslie Ann Down, pretty hot.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
I love the show. I tell Joey all the time. I listen all day long. Sometimes I'm not, you know, actually listen, but it's on my radio from in the morning until he goes off at night, so... I don't call in a lot. I love your L.A. stories. And
thank you.
Well, I do. They're fascinating to me. You have done done so much and been so many places and have showed that if you work hard enough, it all pays off. So I just thoroughly enjoy the show, like I said. Y'all have a great rest of the day.
Barbara, you made this whole week worth
it. Well, my pleasure. You make mine every day.
What a wonderful call. Appreciate it. I think part of Harrison Ford's success, too, is that he didn't play the romantic... let me back off one second here.
Mm-hmm.
He did make a movie that I thought was pretty good, Witness, where he's, I think, a detective and there's a murder and he has to infiltrate an Amish family. I saw it. I don't remember much about it. I seem to remember thinking that was pretty good. This movie stuck out. But I think a lot of his career success, because he's one of the all-time big box office grossers based on the movie he's in, he's picked good stuff. You know, Air Force One was farcical, especially in the Clinton era, to think of a president doing some of the stunts and things he did. The special effects were amazing in that movie. There's a scene where a plane explodes and that was early CGI.
Oh, yeah.
But it was really well done. So you don't... With him, the action overrides the performance in a lot of the films. He does the those CIA,
Jack Ryan.
Yeah. And those are all good movies for a guy like him, because it doesn't have to do much, but pulling off the lead role in a romantic situation with the, honest to God, especially when he was young, he just had to, he looked like a young son of Fox. Leslie Ann Down, take your clothes off and get into bed. It was just, I thought it was funny. But thank you, Barbara, for your opinion, and thank you for your devoted listening. Much, much appreciated. Oh, before I forget, I had somebody ask for the number. Who's that landscaping guy you talk about? That's John Cato, Janus Landscaping. They're often, he and his wife are often regulars at our Wednesday night bomb hour gatherings. That's where I met him. They do incredible work. And, you know, he called, for Mother's Day, he stopped by Swami's house and did all of her trees and hedges. And perfect. She's not easily pleased, so. And then she asked him about another project with some rock, and he called her the other night with an update, and she answered the phone, and she said, Mommy? Because he's a listener, so she's Mommy the Swami to him, and I thought that was so sweet. Good guy. If you want it done right, JNS is a great option for you at 202-8760. 202-8760. As we go to Kurt next on the phone at 272-9228. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Greg. Did Joey tell you we did Cuatro de Mayo?
Cuatro de Mayo?
Yeah, we went on the 4th instead of the 5th. To our Jalisco coast.
Oh, that's fine. It's always Cinco de Mayo there.
And I wrote on the bill that you sent me.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, guess where I'm picking up dinner tonight for the gang? El Jalisco. Because their food travels really well.
Mm. Oh, it lasts, too. Yeah. It ages well.
Very much so. And I like that they can package it up so that it stays warm. And it doesn't really need much. As long as you don't live more than 10, 15 minutes away from home, it's still warm.
And I got a good Harrison Ford film for you.
Sure.
In his younger years. Frisco Kid.
Frisco Kid?
Yeah, with Gene Wilder.
Oh, Gene Wilder and Harrison Ford in the same movie? I got to check that out.
Oh, man, there are a lot of good lines out of that.
I have got to check that out.
All right. You have a good one, Greg.
Thanks, you too. Gene Wilder and Harrison Ford in the same film? Frisco Kid, he said?
Frisco Kid or Cisco Kid?
Because in a Western, I can't imagine him being like Clint Eastwood, pulled off those spaghetti Western roles so perfectly. And I'm not a Western fan, but that was all part of a project that country station I worked at, after they made the bonehead decision to put Howard Stern in a country station, they tried to make up for it by renaming the station Outlaw Country. So I had to go through all these Clint Eastwood movies looking for drops and stuff.
Right, right.
Da-da-da-da-da. I thought that the Outlaw. And guess what? It didn't work. Because if you're running a country station, you don't put Howard Stern on. Any imbecile. You don't have to be in radio. People living in tribes and Australia, the Aborigines. Should we put Howard Stern on a country station? And they'd shake no. You don't do that. That's just plain dumb, D-U-M. We've got, gosh, why do we run their spots after 5? They're open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Lewis Lawn, and a big X-Mark event going on there all month long. They carry a great product line. X-Mark, Toro, Shindawa, all the steel products at Lewis Lawn. And it's a great local business that can fully support. In fact, I was just mentioning John Cato. You should see him when he wears his Lewis Lawn shirt. It's bright yellow. He's a sizable fellow, so it's like a walking billboard. So whether you're a do-it-yourself or certainly the professionals, choose Lewis Lawn, because if something breaks or needs repair, they don't have time. You know, they got about an 8-9-month window to make most of their money, so they can't afford to be down for days waiting for something to get fixed. So they buy from Lewis Lawn because they know they got a full service department for whatever needs repair or service. And you'll appreciate the same convenience as a consumer. And that's why so many people choose Lewis Lawn, because if you buy from another location, and something goes wrong or it needs service, you got no coverage whatsoever. You get an 800 number to call, and you go slinking in with your warranty. Not at Lewis Lawn. They're there for you before, during, and after your purchase on all the great products they carry. See Chad Sasser. He's the guy that knows all the manufacturer's monthly specials at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, and open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5 at 244-9191 as we go to a big Warhawk. Welcome for Master Thespian.
Greetings, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You all may have touched on this already, but you heard the story about how Harrison Ford got the part in Star Wars, right?
No, I didn't.
They were reading various people for the roles of Princess Leia, Luke Skywalker, and Han Solo, and they had all these people lined up, and they needed one more guy. Mm. Well, Harrison Ford was in another room in the building, building cabinets, because that's what he had taught himself to do. He wasn't making a lot of money as an actor, so he learned how to be a carpenter. But he was in another room building cabinets, and George Lucas popped his head and said, "Hey, Harrison, come here. I need one more person to read." And he just happened to be paired with Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill, and the rest, as they say, is history.
So was Star Wars his first movie?
No. He appeared in American Graffiti. He was the drag racer.
Oh, my God, I got to see that now. I saw it when it came out, but, you know, there were a lot of people in that movie. We didn't know they would go on to become big stars like Richard Dufus and others.
Yeah, he was the guy with the cowboy hat and lost the race because the car went off in a ditch and stuff. But I don't know if he was, you know, in smaller parts and other things, but he just wasn't making any money. And he had a wife and kids, and he was trying to feed the family, so he learned how to be a carpenter. And he just got the role of Han Solo just because he happened to have good chemistry with Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill.
Is he still flying?
Is he still flying? Oh, yeah, and crashing.
I'm surprised they...
they haven't pulled his license,
He's 72 or 3 years old. Not that that's that old, but, man, you have one accident, two, that's like maybe time to rethink that.
Yeah. Well, and he wasn't... They weren't going to cast him for the Indiana Jones movies either. Mm. They were... Spielberg and Lucas were arguing about who to cast, and they kept going over and on and on about, we need somebody like Harrison, we need somebody like Harrison. And but finally they said, well, damn it, let's just use Harrison.
Yes, and they're going to make Indy 5. It's coming out, and he's going to be in it. How about that?
Is he going to be using a walker and a cane? Or?
Well, let's find out. Thanks for that. By the way, Shondor, 3 A's and 2 B's in his second semester at AU.
Oh, sweet! Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, give him my congratulations.
I will absolutely do that. Thanks for the call.
From director Steven Spielberg comes the most exciting Indiana Jones movie yet. Join 64-year-old Harrison Ford as he takes 64. On the greatest evil of all, old age. Yes, it's Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of Assisted Living. You'll laugh as Indy desperately battles an enlarged prostate.
All I have to do is squeeze.
You'll cry as Indy hears someone at the next table shout, bingo!
Are you trying to develop a sense of humor or am I going deaf?
You'll cheer as Indy chases his sexy Puerto Rican nurse around the shuffleboard court.
I don't like fast women.
And when someone cuts in line at the Wednesday night buffet, Indy lets them know just how he feels.
I was the next man.
If you thought Harrison Ford couldn't possibly make another Indiana Jones movie, think again.
Not as easy as it used to be.
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of Assisted Living, coming to a really cold and far too loud theater near you.
I'm Dustin Devon, candidate for the Alabama State House. I'm running to fight for Elmore County and defend our rights. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and most importantly, I'm one of you, Elmore County, born and raised. Elmore County is getting left behind, and my opponent is the reason why. He has fought our county commission and refuses to take a leadership role and sponsor any local legislation directed at improving Elmore County. When the heat was turned on by the legislative leadership this year, my opponent folded and refused to uphold and strengthen our ethics laws. My opponent receives almost all his money from big special interest, PACs, and lobbyists. I have not taken a single penny of special interest, PAC, or lobby money. I'm ready to fight for economic development and infrastructure resources for Elmore County. We stand to gain substantially from President Trump's infrastructure plan, and while my opponent was fighting against Donald Trump's nomination, I was donating to Donald Trump and fighting to get him elected. I'm Dustin Devon, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Paid for by Friends of Dustin Devon, P.O. Box 622, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Watauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, three boys, and five grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Watauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Before we head down to the traffic dungeon for a final visit with Mr.
Waka Waka,
there's an interesting, I love Kurt Schleister's stuff on Town Hall, and he's got a great column about how the Democrats, they got nothing to run on. They're losing at every turn. Trump's popularity is going up. So they're targeting people. And the interesting point he makes here, they're going after Rick Grenell, who is the new conservative ambassador to Germany, because he dares to represent the United States' interests. And the point he makes that is so spot on. Liberals think ambassadors are supposed to go over and please the foreigners to whom he's assigned, you know, to grovel and, oh, thank you for letting us stay here. And that's really not what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to represent the interests of the United States. And the point being that the Germans, how did he put this? I gotta want to know what Rick did in Germany, in a much more urbane diplomatic way. He essentially told the Krauts to stop playing footsie with freaking mullahs. You know, because they had a, they didn't like the president telling Iran to go screw off. He was up in their Pilsner swilling faces telling them the diplomatic equivalent of, quote, yo Fritz, cavorting with dudes talking about killing all the Jews is a bad look for you and you need to stop, which is exactly what they needed to hear. It's amazing how liberals just conveniently overlook all of that going on over there. What's wrong with our agreement? Got some good stuff. Didn't get much out of today's Tabloid Tuesday, but we got a great Kennedy-related article we'll talk to on Thursday when Terry Adams is our sidekick, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime. And if this heat hasn't convinced you to go get a jet ski, I don't know what it's going to take. 5:55. For our final look at the road.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Heaviest traffic right now is going to be on 65 northbound as you come up to North Boulevard and make the turn up toward Prattville. It's kind of heavy right there. And coming off of North Boulevard onto 65 northbound, things are backed up on that ramp a little bit right there. Otherwise, everything looks pretty good. 85 is the speed limit ride. Not too many problems around the boulevard. Some stop and go stuff around. and it looks like Atlanta Highway is doing pretty well, and the 31s are all clear. Registration for summer term is May 23rd at Trenum State. Classes begin May 24th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Joey Clark. And for those of you out there thinking of buying or selling a home, I have a name for you. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Yes, whether in Montgomery, Prattville, Wetumpka, Lake Jordan, or Lake Martin, and all points in between, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group is the man to call to buy or sell your home. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or maybe just need a bigger home for that growing family, call Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662, 322-0662.
The Southern Poverty Law Center tried to get Tom Parker thrown off the Supreme Court for defending marriage, but Parker fought back and beat the Southern Poverty Law Center. It had never happened before. No one had ever beaten the SPLC. No one, until Justice Tom Parker. That made Parker a target of billionaire George Soros, and now Soros is ready to spend millions to defeat Tom Parker. Not only because Parker beat the Southern Poverty Law Center, but because Tom Parker stands up for what we believe. Strongly pro-life, Tom Parker is a nationally recognized conservative jurist who fights for the Constitution every single day. The Southern Poverty Law Center couldn't stop Justice Tom Parker, and neither will George Soros. Tom Parker, Chief Justice, fair, balanced, unafraid, standing up for what we believe.
Paid for by Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Thank you, America. That's our show.
That was a great show.
Great, man.
That was so much fun. I don't know why people say this show is terrible.
Be interesting to find out what went wrong there, but that's a whole other show.
We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
It's the end of the show.
It's an awesome show.
That is our show for today.
Well, that's our show for today.
That is how we put a show together.
You guys have a good time. I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, it was a fun day, though, wasn't it? See you tomorrow.
Thanks for being here today.
Come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Well, the curtain falls too early, so they say. Some will go, others just stay and stay.
That's it, I'm out of here.
So have a round on me, my friends. But a couple days are through. You know I always love them, but I think it's time that we flew.
Join.